Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome to you, especially you, to this show, From Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, of course, Danielle Sachs, and I am absolutely happy you are here with me today. I would suggest you pour yourself maybe a cup of tea or coffee or whatever, find a comfortable spot and just be here with me for just a moment, just this little episode, because today's show is a bit different. And I want to be honest with you about that, you know, from the very start. I mean, actually, today is extra special for more than one reason. This month marks 5 years since I started this show on UK Health Radio, this amazing platform. 5 years, May 2021. And I have to say that when I think back to where I was then, what I knew, what I had yet to live through, what I had yet to learn, I am genuinely moved by how much has happened in those 5 years. 5 years of showing up for you here on this global platform, UK Health Radio, week after week, through my own challenges, my own losses, my own defining moments, through a global pandemic, through personal storms, I call them, through extraordinary conversations with so many experts, beautiful people, beautiful souls, extraordinary people from all over the world. And I cannot think of a more meaningful moment to celebrate this milestone than right here, right now, in this episode with you. Because this episode is the most personal one I think I have ever recorded. And in many ways, it is the one that brings everything full circle for me. You may have heard my previous episode with the one and only Janet Atwood, who at 75, almost turning 76 years old, is still out there inspiring thousands, and who encouraged me, I mean, you know, really saw me at a moment when I really needed it. She inspires me to keep going, to continue this show, to keep showing up for every single one of you, for you, wherever you are in the world, at whatever time in your life you are listening here with me, being here with me today. Because when Janet and I spoke, my mom just had passed. And Janet, with that enormous open heart of hers, saw me exactly where I was. And she reminded me of something I already knew but needed to hear out loud. What I'm building here together with you is something the world needs. We need to be seen, heard, understood, and we need to stay inspired and motivated. So today, on the occasion of 5 years of this show, I just want to honor two things at once. First, as I said, the milestone of 5 years of showing up, because it hasn't been easy. It has been sometimes a tough road. And then, of course, also the woman who gave me the foundation to even have something worth showing up for, and that is my mom. But before I go there, I want to sit with you for a moment on something that has been very, very present for me these past weeks. And that is, life is short. And I know you have heard that before. We all have. But when you sit beside someone you love and you watch them take their last breath, those three words stop being a cliche totally and become the most urgent truth you have ever felt in your body. My mom lived for about 89 years, almost turning 90. 89. And even then, after a long, full, beautiful life, it always feels too soon. it still left a certain silence that words can barely touch. And what I want you to really hear is this. Between you and me, the gift of long life is just that, a gift. And it is one that we sometimes take for granted, not even sometimes, often. We live as it is infinite, as if time is infinite. We chase things that keep us busy and we postpone the things that truly matter to us. We say one day, when what we really mean is sometimes, I'm afraid. We feel that busyness, you know, we fill our lives with being busy, with noise, with doing. And sometimes we forget to actually be, to actually live it. My mom really understood this in a way that was truly deep. Her life was rich, yes, and it was also full of challenges, a loss of a child, a loss of a husband, moments that required enormous courage. But she showed up every single day with warmth, with optimism, with that smile of hers that charmed everyone in the room. Also, with an international flair, I can say, speaking almost four or five languages, with an elegance, her dancing at every single occasion, with giving and giving and giving, always giving without ever keeping score. Yes, she did make her life count in her own way, beautifully, completely her own way. And that is exactly what I want for you, your way, your own way, because each of us has a unique and precious gift to give to this world. And the question, I keep coming back to it, it is simply this. Are you living it? Are you making your life count in your own beautiful way? So today, in this fifth anniversary episode, yes, 5 years of me being on this amazing platform, UK Health Radio, growing week by week, the audience, the tribe, you in this community, I want to talk about what my mom left me, what my parents together showed me about what true wealth really means, and how that has shaped my opus magnum, this show, for example, my book, my work, my life. This episode is a tribute to her, to what she taught me, to 5 years of this show, thanking Johan Ilgenfrits, the founder of UK Health Radio, who believed in me. And of course, to you, because I believe what I am about to share is not just my story, it is yours too. So I'm going to take a little break and let's go there together. Every single word is going to be spoken with an open heart from me to you. Talk to you just now after this little break.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yes. Welcome back to you, especially you. I just said in the intro that this was a show about being full circle, the five-year celebration, but mostly about also my mom who passed peacefully, surrounded by true love. And I was there. And I want to say that simply because it was both of those things at once, in a way hard, but in a way also deeply precious. To witness someone you love take their last breath is one of the most profound experiences life can offer you. It brings everything back to what is real, to what matters, to what remains. And I have to say that in the days and weeks leading up to her passing, I found myself in a kind of sacred space, watching this, you know, sitting with her, holding her hand, being with my sisters around her, talking to her, thinking, really thinking about who this woman was, what she carried, what she gave, what she faced with such an amazing grace, even when life felt heavy, even when life was challenging, truly challenging. And at her funeral, I had the honor of reading her my personal letter. It was a full letter of gratitude, because when I searched for words to fill the silence and the emptiness, there was only one word that kept rising to the surface, and that was thank you. And there was one sentence I spoke with a great intention, because I wanted every single person in the room to truly feel what it meant to me and what it can mean to you here. Because there's a sentence that says, a mother is she who can take the place of all others, but whose place no one else can take. And then I made it even more personal, because I said, this sentence describes exactly who my mom was and always will be. She was one of these people who could take the place of everyone, but her place, no one can ever take that. Now, I want you to stay with this for a moment, because we all have a mother. Every single person, you out there listening to this right now, you had a mother. Whether she's still here or whether she has already passed, whether you had an amazing relationship with her, or a simple one, or a layered one, or a complex one, whether she was everything you needed, or whether your mom and you yourself had things that were quite complex or harder between both of you. We all came from a mother. And that is one of the most universally human things there is. My mom was the heart of our family, the mater familias, the one who held it all together with love, with warmth, with that quiet and unshakable presence that made everyone feel safe and seen welcome. She was always there for every one of us at every moment, taking on every role simultaneously and doing it with such an elegance that it looked effortless. Yes, she was that mater familias, and she inspired me to be that in my own family today. Now, here is where it gets personal for me, and maybe for you too. As a child and as a young woman, I did not always understand my mom. I did not always understand why she did what she did, or why she said what she said, or why she was the way she was. And I said that out loud at a funeral, because I believe in honesty, and you know that by now. I believe in honesty and integrity. And because the truth is, I only truly understood her. Everything changed on the day that I became a mother myself, of her first grandchild and godchild. And in that moment, I still believe today that there was a shift, because suddenly I understood what unconditional love really means. Not just as a concept, not as something that you read about, but as a physical, visceral, all-consuming truth that lives in your body from the moment you hold that child in your arms. You would do anything for your child, carry anything, be anything that they need, without question, without limit, without ever keeping score. It's in that moment and that period that I understood my mom in a completely new way. And it is there that I understand here and now today the depth of what she had given us, the patience it took, the strength it required, the love that was so constant and so steady that we sometimes forgot to even notice it. The way you stop, like noticing the air that you breathe. And yes, of course, she was sometimes stubborn. She was really wanting to be right so often. And she could, you know, say some words or judgments sometimes that, you know, did touch me deeply. But she raised us to be the woman we wanted to be, with no limits, no ceiling. She showed us by being it herself that we could choose who we wanted to be in our marriages, in our lives, in our professional lives, in our motherhood, in our own self, in our soul. And my admiration for her, my gratitude grew deeper and deeper from that particular day forward, every single year. And so there's something I want to share here with you today that I've never really said out loud before. I know my mom loved me deeply. I have absolutely no doubt about that. But she was a woman of her generation, in her world. And so in her perception, in that conditioning from her younger ages, she had the idea that you did not brag, not about yourself, about your children, about your achievement. You kept your feet on the ground and you stayed humble. Compliments did not come easily. And being good average was not meant as a criticism. It was simply the way things were said. And of course, I know that I've talked about being the good girl. I was the good girl, always. Because after losing my little brother, and I think I talked about it in one of the shows lately, I made a silent promise to myself that I would not cause my parents any more pain. I would not be difficult. I would not send out to, you know, stand out in certain situations. I would not stand out too much in their perception. I would not ask for too much. So I became a pleaser. And I stayed in that pleasing prison for a very long time. You can read about the whole story in my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress. That is almost a decade old, but that really, truly explains a lot about the chronic stress, about the feeling of and the anxiety and the fear of not being good enough. So I stayed in that pleasing prison for a very long time. The belief that I was just good average, that I should not brag, that making myself smaller was a form of love that ran quietly in the background of my life for decades. And honestly, I can still feel it sometimes coming up. When someone tells me that what I have built, for example, this radio show, is huge, or that what I have built is worth $3 million, like the True Wealth accounts, I want to say, you know, immediately, oh no, surely not. Oh, you know, that's just me. Or when someone looks me in the eye and tells me that I'm not average, I sometimes still feel uncomfortable receiving that. But here's what I know now, standing on this side of my mom's passing. And this is what I want to share with you here and now. She gave me that belief without knowing it. And she also gave me everything I needed to go beyond it because she raised me to be the woman I wanted to be with no limits, no ceiling, the mater familias. That was her gift. And it is time that I start fully receiving it. And when I look at her life through the lens of my True Wealth accounts today, I can see it all so beautifully now. Because you know what? Her life force account, that first foundation, was extraordinary. She faced serious illness more than once in her life. She lost her son. She lost her husband. She witnessed people she loved go through crises that would have taken the wind out of most people. And yet, my mom stayed positive. She kept looking ahead all the time. She faced everything with dignity, with perspective, with that forward-looking gaze that was just hers. She did not know the concept of self-care the way we talk about it today. That was simply not her generation. But she had something even deeper than conscious self-care. She had this unshakable will to live, that life force. She had it fully, joyfully, until the very end. And when we talk about the second account, her freedom account, it was truly rich in a way that was quietly radical for her time. My mom chose who she wanted to be in her marriage, in any relationship, in her professional world, in her motherhood, in her social life. She lived her choices with total elegance and conviction, and that flair that was uniquely hers. When we talk about her fulfillment account, that simply overflowed because my mom did what she loved and she built a meaningful, purposeful life with her children, her grandchildren, her friends, her community. She created beauty around her. She had a flair that you can't believe. She danced. She sang every single song she knew. And until our last weeks, actually, she traveled the world. She gathered people around the table and made them feel at home. Now that is fulfillment, whether it was around the table or the Christmas tree. Her life was built deposit by deposit on every single account, every single day. And when I speak about the financial flow account, that has taught me something very important, because my mom's generation of women was raised to give more than to receive. And she gave and gave, as I said, endlessly, generously, joyfully, without keeping score. And yet I know that the older she got, the wiser and more generous she became with herself too. She was the one who encouraged me when I was so ill to practice self-care daily. She reminded me on a daily basis that there's always enough. She carried a sort of abundance mindset, a trust, I can almost call it a trust, that when you give from a full heart, life always gives back. She never said it in those words, but she lived it as an example for me, and I watched it and I learned from it. So the four accounts that I call your true wealth accounts today, she filled them all in her own way, in her own time, without a framework, without even a formula. That didn't exist at that time. Personal development was not at the level that it is today. She just lived a life with intention and with love. Now, it's both my parents together that showed me what true wealth looks like by living it every single day. And the greatest inheritance that left me is something you will never find in a bank account. And I said it in the following words at her funeral. I want to share this with you, Because this is my opus magnum now, and you know, you've heard about it. You and Dad told me what true wealth is. You lived it every single day, and that is the greatest gift. You left my family and I something you cannot buy, but you can live and pass on in who I am today as a grandmother, as a mother, as a woman, and as a human being. That was what I said in that full room. And that to me is true wealth in its purest form. It's received as a gift from two extraordinary and ordinary people who simply lived it. And here's what I want to say to you right now, whether you have your cup of tea or not listening to this. This is a question and a reflection for you. Who gave you that? Who in your life lived true wealth without ever calling it like that? Who shaped you, formed you, left you something that is still alive in you today? Because this is what I know for sure. You received gifts you may not have fully recognized yet. Gifts that are already in you, that have formed you in who you are today, shaping how you show up in the world. And the real question is, are you living them? Are you passing them on? That is your opus magnum. Not a book, not a business, not a title, certainly not a title or an achievement or material things like a house. It is the legacy that you are building, deposit by deposit, in the lives of the people around you every single day. And so I trust that you are absorbing this episode, the words that I'm saying here, because words are energy. And this is the energy that I want to bring into your room today, into your life today. It's all about true wealth, your legacy, your life that is short, your life that is all about giving and receiving, about the four accounts of your life force, your freedom, your fulfillment, and your financial flow account, all together represented in the loving being that you are. Because love is energy. It's all energy. So I will have a little break now, and then I will come back to you with a little outro to see where I can still, you know, support you. And let's see what this episode has in store for you, what you can take out of this in your life. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I trust that you are ready for a little outro here, because as I said, we are going to, you know, finish up this episode and see where does this whole conversation leave us today. It leaves me, and I trust it leaves you, with a deep sense of both gratitude and responsibility. You know by now that taking responsibility for yourself is one big foundational step in everything that I do in this world. First of all, let's say gratitude for those who shaped us, for the gifts we received, sometimes without even knowing it, as I talked about my mom. For the people who gave and gave and gave without keeping score. And then, as I say, the responsibility, because we all are responsible right now, every single moment of the day, leaving something behind. Taking responsibility for your life, for your example, for how you live every day, whether you leave it in your children, in your clients, in your colleagues, in the people you love, and even in the strangers you meet, sometimes it goes in ways you will never even know. As I said, life is short. We said that at the beginning, and I keep on focusing on that because that's what I realized once again in those last weeks. 89 years go by fast. I'm 65. It goes by fast. And I want to come back to this principle now with an invitation rather than any heaviness. You know, it's not because I say life is short that it needs to be pressure. Here's what I know. You can start today here with me right now with one small conscious choice. You can make one deposit today on your life force account, your freedom account, your fulfillment account, or even your financial flow account. Just one deposit, and watch what it does. Maybe it's a phone call you have been meaning to make. Maybe it's a moment of real presence with someone you love, or maybe it's saying yes to something, maybe finally saying yes to something that lights you up, that fills your life force account, or even saying no, a wholehearted no to something that truly drains you. I've done that lately. Maybe it is simply sitting with this cup of tea and asking yourself the honest question, how am I really doing? What truly matters to me? And what do I want to pass on? Because that, my dear you, is true wealth. And it is already in you. My opus magnum, this show, my second book, my work with leaders, entrepreneurs, parents around the world, is my way of living what my parents showed me, of giving without keeping score. After 5 years, I'm not keeping score as what every single episode has been giving me. I just keep showing up week after week with something that I trust genuinely adds value to your life. And that brings me to something I want to ask you today, directly from my heart to yours. As I said, we all have a mother. Every single person listening to this show came from a mother. And as I mentioned, whether your relationship with her was simple or layered or complex, whether she's still here or whether she's already gone, I believe and I trust that this episode is touching something real in you. Please share it. Share this episode with one person today who needs to hear this. Maybe a friend who has recently lost their mother, just like me, or a colleague who's going through a hard time in their relationship with their mother, or a daughter or a son who needs to be reminded of what a mother is and what true wealth really looks like. Or simply someone you love because you think that this conversation will mean something to them. Yes, because we built the show together, you and I, over the years, over 5 years exactly. And the greatest gift that you can give me on this anniversary is to help this message reach one more person who needs it. If the 150,000 people who are listening to this episode just reach one more person with it. Can you believe the ripple effect? Can you believe what it will do? And if this episode moved you, I would also love to hear from you. Send me a message. Reach out. Reach out through my website at danielsack.com or find me on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, wherever you think it would be useful to you to share with me how you feel about this. What landed for you? Tell me about your mother. Tell me about true wealth, your true wealth. I read it all and I generally, really, truly want to know what your situation is, how you feel about this. Of course, you can take my True Wealth quiz, the True Wealth Accounts quiz at danielsack.com/quiz and discover where your own four accounts stand right now, here and now. It just takes a few minutes and it might just change how you see your life. You know that I'm doing this show now, from my heart for such a long time. But I do believe that this is one of the most profound episodes. Not talking to an expert who knows a lot about their expertise, but talking from my heart to yours about what happened in my life lately. And what lessons and insights I got from it, and how it made me once again appreciate even more life, the true wealth accounts, how I feel more and more every single day, how important it is to make deposits, not in your bank account, but in your true wealth accounts. Because that's what is determining how you feel, how rich or wealthy you feel. Isn't that what life is all about? How you feel? I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for 5 years of showing up with me here and now. And thank you for this amazing platform, UK Health Radio. Of course, otherwise, I wouldn't even be here with you. Thank you for letting me share something so personal, so precious today, so close to my heart and to my mom. And it gives me goosebumps to say this. But what a beautiful, amazing, exceptional human being you were. For always, I have to say, remember that you are your best investment always. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sacks. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to danielsacks.com.